some point in the process of growing up, of maturing, if you will, we come to the conclusion that there are some things that we just can't do, some things that we just can't be. We come to the conclusion that in certain areas we have limitations that we just can't overcome. When you come to that conclusion, what do you do with it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to A Different Perspective. Today, not surprisingly, we're going to be chatting about your limitations and how to handle them. Because how you do handle them turns out to be incredibly important. And stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you how you can request your copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Three Life Skills That Change Everything. There are certain things that no doubt you're incredibly good at. You have certain gifts, certain motivations in your heart, certain things that you know that you can do better than just about anyone else. Sometimes, of course, we don't value those natural giftings enough because you live with your gifts and abilities 24/7. The easiest thing for you to do is to think to yourself, well, you know, my gift, my ability, it's nothing special. Not like that person over there. If only I could be like her. If only I could do the things that that guy over there can do. If only I could be as successful as them. Have you ever found yourself thinking those thoughts, making those comparisons? Sure you have. We all have. And at that point, you beat yourself over the head with your natural limitations. At that point, you look in the mirror and realize how far you fall short in certain areas. With me, it was my lack of pastoral gifting. Hey, I'm supposed to be a minister. I'm supposed to care for people, and I do, incredibly so. But it seems that I don't have a pastoral bone in my body. There's no gifting. There's no anointing there. Not like my good friend Greg, who just seems to be an absolute natural at it. Do you see how easy it is to fall into those comparisons? Have a listen to God's take on all of this. Romans chapter 12, verses 4 to 8. For as in one body we have many members, and not all the members have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we're members of one another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. The bit that leaps out there for me is the bit that says we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. So by God's sovereign choice, he made you and me differently with different purposes in mind. Just as my nose has a different function to my big toe. Without my nose, I couldn't smell or taste. Without my big toe, I probably wouldn't be able to stand up and balance and walk properly. Totally different, but equally important. Here's what I think. In our process of growing up, of maturing in Christ, one of the most important things of all is celebrating the gifts that God's given us and equally being completely comfortable with the gifts that he hasn't given us. God made you who you are. That was his sovereign choice. And he wants you to be completely delighted both with who you are and who you aren't. You and I both know that there are always areas in our lives where we can improve and come up higher. Even though I'm not necessarily pastorally gifted, that doesn't give me a license to be rude and detached or uncommunicative. My people skills and relationship skills are really important. It's the same with you. Perhaps you're one of those pastorally gifted people. Praise God for that. But pastorally gifted people are rarely on time for meetings because they're sort of people who'll always make time for someone in need. That's in their nature. Equally, it's simply not right to use that gifting as an excuse for constantly being late. So, yes, there are always areas where we need to come up higher, areas where we need to work on our behaviour, even though they're not necessarily in the sweet spot of our gifting. Excellence honours God. It's as simple as that. I'm sure as we have this conversation, God's touching your heart with one or two things that he'd like you to be working on. But, and this is such an incredibly important but, equally, struggling and trying to become someone who you aren't is never going to work. Here's God's take. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6. He destined us for adoption as children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. Now, let's think about what's going on in God's mind, in God's heart, when he destined you for adoption as one of his children through Jesus. Adoption is a big decision, huge in fact. And he did that out of his love for you, out of his pleasure, out of his will, pouring out his glorious grace on you through Jesus. Just ponder that for a minute. What was going on in God's heart when he destined you for adoption into his family through the incredible suffering of Jesus, his beloved son? It's a whole different view, isn't it? What's the matter with us that we can't get comfortable with how God made us, who he made us to be? What's the matter with us that we want to compare ourselves and wish we were this or wish we were that? Get a revelation. God loves you just the way you are. Hey, he made you just the way you are. Do you have a few rough spots that need sanding back and polishing? Of course you do. God, the Holy Spirit, has that process well underway. Don't you worry. So instead of beating yourself up about who you are and who you aren't, what God wants with all his heart of love for you is for you to join hands with him in that process of change, for his glory, out of his love. God wants you to be comfortable in your own skin while at the same time working with the Holy Spirit to deal with the sin in your life. And we all have sin that's holding us back. So here's the question for you. How comfortable are you in your own skin? How comfortable are you with your natural gifts and abilities, your natural weaknesses and limitations, and with handing the sin over to God so that he can deal with it in your life? I know people whose emotions are curled up in a hard ball like an armadillo. It's like they have a cramp in their soul, wrapped up all tight and hurting. If you're in that place right now, the Holy Spirit is probably convicting you of that as I speak. It's the way God works. He sends a messenger to tell you things that you need to hear. But along with his word, there's power, and I believe he wants you just to relax and open yourself up to him. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Part of letting go and letting God in is humbling yourself, admitting that there's something going on there that you need help with. And the other part is casting yourself on him, trusting him enough to do for you those things that you cannot do. Because there are things in us that we can't do for ourselves. And yet, here's the thing, you can cast all your anxiety on God, knowing 100% that it's safe to do so, because he cares for you. That's right, the God who created the whole universe, who's sovereign and powerful over the whole creation, that God cares for you. That's why he sent Jesus. That's why they call it good news. He cares for you. May you be blessed as you receive that word into your heart. He cares for you. I just want to remind you of an amazing little life application booklet that we've just published here at Christianity Works. It's called Three Life Skills That Change Everything. Each chapter speaks of one important life skill straight from God's Word, and every chapter ends with some life application questions to help you apply the powerful, life-changing Word of God right into your circumstances. And right now, I'd love to send you a free copy of the e-booklet. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com to request yours. You'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and the e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. And while you're there, please don't forget that there are so many other free resources available, like Christianity Works TV. You can watch this teaching on our weekly TV broadcast. And of course, you can have instant access to Fresh, the free Christianity Works e-devotional. Words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered right to your inbox each and every day. It's all about helping you to live every day in the victory that Jesus came to give you. But back to that free booklet again. It's called Three Life Skills That Change Everything. And that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. I'm Bernie Diamond. It's been great to spend this time with you today. Why don't we catch up again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.